Unit 5. Why income inequality has skyrocketed.
How have we gotten to a point where we can have high corporate profits and businesses can be doing so well, but the workers don't necessarily share in that prosperity?
Well, on the one hand, we have big companies making a lot of money. But on the other hand, many employees do not see that on their paychecks. To be honest, that has been at least a three-decade-long trend. Now, there are a whole bunch of reasons for that. Some of it has to do with technology and entire sectors being eliminated, such as travel agents, bank tellers, and many positions in the middle management. Another major contributing factor is globalization. The rest of the world is catching up. Post-World War II, we had just some enormous structural advantages. Many countries had been devastated by war. In addition to that, we had also made investments that put us ahead of the curve, whether in education or infrastructure. Those advantages went away at the same time as workers increasingly had less leverage because of changes in labor laws in our country.
So what you are saying is that workers ended up in a situation that was worse than before labor laws changed?
Right. You combine all that stuff and it has put workers in a tougher position. So there are some people who just control enormous amounts of wealth. I mean, we don't resent their success. On the other hand, just as a practical matter, you're going to have problems making sure that the state is investing enough in the common good so that everybody is equally able to move forward.
Does this put us in a place long-term where redistribution of wealth becomes beneficial for everyone?
Yeah, that's always been the case. I don't think that's entirely new. I mean, the fact of the matter is that relative to our post-war history, taxes now are not particularly high or particularly progressive compared to what they were, say, in the late 1950s or the 1960s. There's always been this notion that for a country to thrive, there are some things, as Lincoln said, that we do better together than we can do for ourselves, whether that's building roads or setting up, effective power grids or making sure that we've got high-quality public education and that the teachers are paid enough. The market will not cover those things, and we've got to do them together.
So this is where the government, the administration, comes into play these days. They have to make sure that everyone profits from the wealth.
Exactly. I think that part of what's changed is that a lot of that burden for making sure that the pie was broadly shared took place before government even got involved. For example, if you had stronger unions, then you had higher wages. If you had a corporate culture that felt a sense of place and commitment, the CEO may have felt a real affinity for that community, to reinvest in that community, and to be seen as a good corporate citizen.
So what is it like today?
Well, today what you have is quarterly earning reports. You have compensation levels for CEOs that are tied directly to those quarterly earnings. You've got international capital that is demanding short-term profits. Distributing the wealth and the revenue and giving back to the community is pushed into the background. So what happens is that due to this short-term thinking and the pressure to increase profits, decent wages or health care or defined benefit pension plans are eliminated. In other words, all these aspects that would bring benefits to the workers are put aside. That is the reason why the average employee, the average worker, doesn't see any benefit.